I want to talk a little bit more about this image right here, because the story's kind of not going away. I kind of think that Jerry Jones's picture from 65 years ago when he was 14 or 15 years old at the high school in Little Rock, Arkansas, the day that they allowed the black kids in, and he was in a group of 20 or 30 white kids looking on as two in particular of these white kids are jeering or trying to intimidate the school-age black kids that are just trying to go to school. In that image, I okay, yeah, there's a lot of people that are pissed off because just Jerry Jones happened to be there looking on. We can only wonder what was going through his mind at 14 or 15 years old. We need to track down kid laughing and kid with the cigarette in his mouth and see what these two are doing today. That needs to happen. Jerry Jones needs to say, oh, yeah, I know who those motherfuckers are. Because I don't think anyone else here looks like they're up to no good. But these two fuck faces are definitely troublemakers. This kid who's got the cringe face, he looks like that emoji. He's like, I don't know why he's making that face. Maybe he's realizing at this point that he's on camera. And there's even the microphone there. And the fact that the fucking kid's got the cigarette in his mouth. He's at school with a smoke in his mouth. Holy shit. Jerry Jones. Now, my opinion of this is there is no fucking way that there should be, he should have any type of blowback whatsoever. If he were maybe the kid with the cigarette or the other kid laughing in the face of the school-age black children, maybe, but barely. We're talking 65 years ago. This isn't a Mitchell Miller incident, okay? 65 fucking years ago, a 14 or 15-year-old Jerry Jones happened to be there. The reason why this is coming up is people have asked, what happened there, Jerry? And he said the same thing. That was 65 years ago. I had no idea when I walked up what we were doing. It's just a reminder to me of how to improve and do things the right way. Now, that's probably a lie. I don't buy that you had no idea when you walked up what we were doing. Maybe. Doesn't matter. There's no way we can prove it. He probably would have been better served to say, I mean, if that was a lie, to say, yeah, back then that was a historically unbelievable day. I'm glad I got to witness those young black men being allowed to enter to our assimilate into our school. I loved those two guys. We were best buddies. You know, whatever. Say whatever you want. It doesn't fucking matter. He could have said anything. But I think the worst thing he could have said was, man, I had no idea. I don't know what was going on there. The biggest fucking story in all Little Rock, Arkansas in 1957. And fuckface doesn't know what's happening. All right. Now, he might have been the leader of the junior Klan. And it doesn't matter. Just lie. Just say to everyone, yeah, that was so weird. Man, I knew what was going on. I'm just glad that those young men were allowed to come into our school. We all became great pals. Whatever, make up shit. But no, his answer is, oh, yeah, I had no idea. It's just fucking ridiculous. This comes up again not only because of that, but LeBron had something to say. Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device. All right. Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/video lock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/video lock. eufyofficial.com/video lock. Okay, so I'm just going to play it and then I will discuss with you what I think. Audio check. Video check. LeBron. Hang on. I'm fucking this up. Let me try it again.
I got one question for you guys before you guys leave. I was thinking when I was on my way over here, I was wondering why I haven't gotten a question from you guys about the Jerry Jones photo. But when the Kyrie thing was going on, you guys were quick to ask us questions about that. Okay. Hold on. And I don't even want you guys to say nothing. When I watched Kyrie talk and he says, I know who I am, but I want to keep the same energy when we're talking about my people and the things that we've been through. And that Jerry Jones photo is one of those moments that our people, black people, have been through in America. And I feel like as a black man, as a black athlete, as someone with power and a platform, when we do something wrong or something that people don't agree with, it's on every single tabloid, every single news coverage, it's on the bottom ticker, it's asked about every single day. But it seems like to me that the whole Jerry Jones situation photo, and I know it was years and years ago and we all make mistakes, I get it. But it seemed like it's just been buried under like, oh, it happened, okay, we just move on. And I was just kind of disappointed that I haven't received that question from you guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Okay. Hang on a second. I think he has a point. But, so Kyrie Irving, hogwash promoting Holocaust denier. Like, he did do that as a grown man, and it just happened, like, let's just say today, in today's time, days ago, weeks ago. Big deal. 65-year-old photo where we have no idea on the intention of anyone in that photo except for kid with cigarette in his mouth and his buddy next to him. I think the coverage for Jerry Jones has been appropriate comparatively to the coverage of Kyrie Irving. Some people are talking about Jerry Jones. It's enough that it's caught my eye more than once. There's plenty of people talking about that. But I don't know what more you want out of it. You got a 65-year-old photo where you have no idea other than cigarette guy and Laffy guy's intention to the black people that are in it. And you're upset because no one asked you what you think? Damn good thing. Count your blessings. No one asked you what you think. Because odds are you would have put your fucking foot in your mouth like you do all the goddamn time. So that's kind of annoying. So yes, Kyrie deserved the attention he got for what he said today. And I think that the amount of attention for what Jerry Jones got kind of adds up. I guess every time there's something going on in the world that has something to do with race, every reporter should go out of their way to ask LeBron what he thinks. And I am actually interested in what LeBron thinks because it may be right. It may be wrong, in my opinion. But it'll probably be interesting that he brought it up or had a comment about it. And that allows us to talk about it a little bit more. So I'm actually thankful for that. But I think he's full of shit when it comes to his gripe that no one's talking about Jerry Jones. A lot of people talking about Jerry Jones, but I don't know what more else there is to say. Jerry Jones got into his own way by making up a fairy tale as to, I had no idea what was going on. But outside of that, I don't know what more you can get out of that story. You know, take it from me, a white guy.